here on the first day of the Brighton Fringe, and I'm going to chat to Jules Craig about Edith, Elizabeth and I. Actually, my first question is going to be for people who don't know her. Who's Edith Sitwell?
Edith Sitwell was a poet, a style icon, and she was incredibly famous from the kind of 20s onwards, really. She had two brothers called Osbert and Sacheville, who were both writers and poets too. And they weren't part of the Bloomsbury set. They were kind of on the outside of the Bloomsbury set, but they were very well known among the kind of literary celebrities of the time. And Edith was also an editor of her own magazine called Wheels, and she also was very supportive of a lot of poets, like Dylan Thomas, T.S. Eliot, Wilfred Owen, she supported before he died. So she was very much involved in the literature, the life of literature in the kind of 20s leading up to the 60s when she died.
So why not Virginia Woolf? Why Edith Sitwell for you?
Okay, so the premise of the show is a slightly false one, in terms of that the reason my character tells the story of Edith Sitwell is because I look like her. I do genuinely look like her. She's tall, she's got a big nose, she was a beaky bird. And there's a premise within the show that's the reason I tell her story. It is partly true. I did walk past a bookshop and saw her and went, I do look like her, I should play her. But what happens during the show is that then my character, who is myself but slightly heightened, realises then you can't tell someone else's story just because you look like them, that your story gets involved, and that actually inevitably you learn something about yourself when you start looking at someone else's life. And that you also, when you tell someone else's life, you have a responsibility. You kind of have to, you need to be able to do them justice. The play is as much as it's about her, about Edith Sitwell, it's all about my journey of telling her story and how we tell other people's stories.
Well, I guess then you've got this challenge, because you can research all kinds of different media, and you know, film footage, radio footage, the written word. And I often ask this question, where there's often a solo show of somebody playing somebody. And it's that line between impersonation and portrayal. So tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, it's been very interesting playing her, because the show is a dialogue between myself and Edith, but also Elizabeth I comes in. The reason Elizabeth I comes in is because Edith wrote two books about Elizabeth I, and what I was interested in was a kind of cyclical thing, that I tell Edith's story, but Edith also told Elizabeth's story. So in terms of impersonating Elizabeth, we don't have any footage of Elizabeth, so I can be whoever I like as Elizabeth, and that's partly the point of it. It's Elizabeth as we interpret her. However, there is footage of Edith, and there's a lot of documentation of Edith. I've watched the interviews, and they are very interesting, and I have certainly got traits of her. She's got an extraordinary voice. She's got, it's from a totally different time. It's that very kind of archaic received pronunciation, which is fantastic. But she's such a heightened character. She would almost be too much to take in a full play, where you're also trying to take on a narrative that isn't just her story. The narrative is more complicated than that. So to a certain extent, she's been slightly tempered. And also because, really, at the end of the day, it's obvious that the whole story is my impression of Edith. That's the point. So there is a certain amount of impersonation. I've done a lot of research into how she sat, how she moved, what she did with her voice. But it's not like a spot on. You wouldn't go, oh, my goodness, that's Edith Sitwell.
And tell us about Elizabeth.
Elizabeth I was the Queen of England. So the reason Queen Elizabeth comes into it is because it's this idea of who's the leading lady. So I turn up to tell Edith's story. Edith then turns up to go to, hang on a minute, this is my story. Stop telling it. I'm going to tell it. And then Elizabeth bowls up going, oh, actually, come on, girls, I'm the leading lady. And Elizabeth in my production is basically someone who's turned up and gone, you know, we weren't allowed on stage as women. So even a queen couldn't be on stage in my day. So now here I am and I'm going to tell my story. But meanwhile, obviously, Edith and Juliet have something to say about this and kind of join in, which Elizabeth isn't very happy about. And
I was going to say, and also, but although she's a historical figure, does Flora Robson and a whole bunch of other people who have played her turn up to influence you as well? I mean, how do you find that Elizabeth that isn't the ones we've all seen?
Well, kind of that's the point, really, is that Elizabeth basically says everyone's got a version of my story. And she basically goes through a whole list of people have said that I was that was really Shakespeare. People have said I was really a man. People have said I was this. It's all people will all daub the canvas to please their eye. They'll tell their story, tell my story as it pleases them. And so she's basically saying, I'm here and I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it. But you're right. It would be quite interesting if a whole load of other people came. It could be endless, couldn't it? People could just endlessly turn up and go, I'm telling her story. Whose story is it? It's my story. Whose story? So there is that nice thing of, we will always tell other people's stories. It's important that we tell other people's stories. But we'll always tell our version. It will always be through our veil, through our filter. And we will always ask questions and look at the things that are important to us. So that will slant how we represent that person. And that's kind of another aspect of the show, how we represent people because of our own lives as well.
Coming into the theatre process and the writing process of that, so I just want to sort of follow you around with the camera from the moment of conception of this piece to writing. I mean, am I finding you in cafes? Am I finding you in museums? Is there a notebook? How's it all coming finally to, a script?
Yeah, it's a very tight script now, but it started off as an idea which I basically workshopped with a director called Simon Magnus, and I said to him, I want to do a one-woman show about this woman called Edith Sitwell. He said, why? I said, because I look a bit like her, and he said, no, go and do your research. I did my research, and then we played around with that in a rehearsal room, and we made a lot of recordings, and then I went away and I basically wrote down verbatim some of the things that happened in the rehearsal room. But I was also doing a lot of research at the same time, which was reading, which was going to places of importance for Edith. Places like she was born in Scarborough. There's a place called Wood End where she was born, which is now an art centre. I went to Renishaw Hall, which is one of the houses that her family lived in Derbyshire. I met with the estate, the Sitwell estate. So there was a lot of research done from that aspect of things. And then we were back in the rehearsal room and playing with those ideas. But eventually, with all that material, I then had to sit down and just write it. But it's been through loads of drafts. I mean, probably 10, 15 different drafts. But also, I've been very lucky to have the support of the Arts Council, so I had a research and development process where I was able to just try ideas out. So 2 years ago was a showing of just a few of the ideas and how we imagined it was going to pan out. So I've had it's been a really long process, and often when you can have a bit of time away from that process, it means that when you come back, it all feels a bit clearer. So what I feel now, from rehearsal, we've got a really tight script now, which has come from a very long, rambly script, I think, at one point.
And so how does Jules Craig, the writer, step away from that script and just be a bloody good professional actor?
Actually, if I'm perfectly honest, with difficulty to start off with, but I've had a great director. I've been working with Sean Webber, and she's been directing. And since, because she's kind of new to the process since earlier this year, I was able to. I did a lot of editing with her on the script in rehearsal, and then we just got to a point where we went, "That's the script now." And I had a little bit of time. I went to Tristan Bates and did a couple of shows there, and I did a showing at the Marlborough. And then I've had a bit of time away to stand back from the script. The script is now in place, so now I am just the performer. And also, I've been very lucky. A couple of people really liked the script and said, if you were given this script as an actor separately, it's a good script, so you should honour it as an actor. So I've had to kind of separate myself from that and just go, okay, it works as a script, so I just need to perform it now.
I'm going to give you a fantasy here, and the fantasy is that, okay, so it goes really well, and you move on to other things, and then somebody asks to meet you, and they sitting in Pavilion Gardens Cafe, as we are here, and they come up, and you kind of open your mouth in shock, because the woman walking towards you looks like Edith Sitwell, and says, I want to do your script. Will you insist on directing it? Will you just go and see it on the first night? Does it have that separation? Will it never have that separation because of even the title of the show suggests it can't?
Yeah, it's a really good question because certainly last year or even earlier this year, I would have said to you, no, she couldn't do it because it's my show. And there is a lot of personal... The Juliet character, she is very much based on me, and there's a lot of personal stuff in it. For example, the similarity between me, Edith, and Elizabeth is that we're all unmarried and don't have children, obviously for very different reasons. But so there is a lot of personal stuff in it. However, Juliet has now that I have stepped out of the writing role and into the performer role, Juliet is a character in her own right, and someone could play her, but they would have to look like me or Edith. Well, no, they'd have to look like Edith, and they would have to want to do it for similar reasons, that because it's about identity, about the role of women within society, about the role of the childless older woman in society. So I think they'd have to have if they just wanted to play Edith, they'd be better to write their own play about Edith. There is another show, actually, about it, and I haven't seen it. I saw a research and development piece about it, but I haven't seen anything else. But that's really interesting because that's about Edith Sitwell meeting Marilyn Monroe, which was a real thing that happened. And that's a very interesting play. So there are other things out there about her. So someone who looked like her, maybe there'd be a couple of opportunities.
I don't know if that's a casting call, but I'm just going to thank one person now, Jules Craig. Thanks very much.